Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. I have been thinking a lot about imagination, and I need y'all to be super, super clear on something. You are creating your lives. Yes, with your words and with your actions, and, well, most importantly, most explicitly, most directly, through the use or the misuse of your imaginations. Thought is prayer, beloved. I cannot say it enough. People, please understand, accept that imagination is the building block of life. You will change based on how you utilize it. And lovelies, when you layer it with emotion, you speed up time. You simply must take this seriously, or you will suffer at the hands of your own desire. Listen, I get it. No one desires the negative, but the universe doesn't get that. The universe responds to the energy you put out. It creates in kind with your thoughts and emotions. The creative force behind this world will never respond from compassion. Please, listen. The universe does not react from compassion. The universe will not say, "Oh man, Jen doesn't mean that. Let's give her success instead of failure." It will say, "All she can think about is falling short. She desires education and overcoming. Let's give that to her." It won't say, "Jonathan is afraid of being poor. Let's give him money." It will say, "He wants to discover himself without the distraction of material possessions. Let's provide him with the curriculum he desires." Take a minute and swallow that down, because at first, at each evolving layer of assimilation, it briefly seems quite unfair. But in reality, it is so simply perfect, so plain and direct, so easy to utilize. This perfect direct communication with the universe, our higher selves, with the very nature of manifestation, is as simple as 2 + 2 = 4. Or 1 + 3, or 4 + 0. Yes, there are multiple ways to get to 4, but 5 + 7 isn't one of them. What you put out, you will receive in return. And the second you assimilate that truth, you really deeply get it, and you respond accordingly, everything changes. If you fear lack, deny it. Say, "That is not mine." And see, visualize, imagine prosperity in whatever form you can relate to. Maybe it's just writing your rent check on time, or maybe it's logging in online to see $6,483,962.17 in your bank account. If you're going to imagine, choose. Choose the positive. Put that energy out there. Take that precious reserve of your imagination and put it where you want it to be. If you fear failure, you will only feed it by imagining your boss being an ass, or your company failing, or whatever. Deny it. Say, "That is not like me at all." And instead, imagine how great you will feel after you succeed. Put into the world, into your brain, into the cosmic flow, only that which you want to multiply. Because like attracts like. This is energetic compatibility. When there is a common energy quality present, two elements are drawn towards each other. This is science. It's not always identical. It's not always like to like. Sometimes it's seemingly opposites. But what it is energetic compatibility. They are not always identical, but they are always compatible. And this is absolutely perfect because the universe is smarter than we are. This is perfect. This is why we must participate. And when we do, we participate with non-attachment. Like attracts like. Not always identical. If you are imagining and manifesting success, would you really rather turn down that book deal because it wasn't the blog you thought you wanted? Would you really give up the right partner in favor of some old lost love? Or give up a comfortable living and true self-respect that would replace the $6 million plus self-loathing? I mean, you might say yes, but you'd be lying. Imagination is everything, but control is overrated. Always remember, never forget, like attracts like, but control attracts entrapment. Releasing that entrapment, releasing that control is simple. It's one phrase, one blessing to code it all. Use your imagination. Be as specific as you want, as you can. If you can focus instead on the feeling, what it looks and feels like, that will have more power. But before you let it go, before you walk away from that moment in time in which you are setting the precedence by which the universe will attract what it is you desire, bless it with these words. Some of you can say them with me. This, the equivalent, or something better. That is freedom. Freedom from control, freedom from self-limitation, and openness to our highest good. Put out what you want to receive. Stop yourself. Say no to the negativity. Deeply accept that your thoughts, especially the ones that evoke emotion, have creative power beyond your human understanding. Choose what you attract. Accept that light energy attracts in kind. And bless it with this, the equivalent, or something better. We get super caught up on the details. This is a mistake. When we get caught up on the details, we get confused. We get delayed. You don't have to know the details. You don't have to know the who, what, when, where, why, and how of it all. All you have to do is know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if you desire it, and it doesn't hurt you or anyone else, it is yours. Beloved, desire is something that is imbued in us. If you desire wealth, it can and should be yours. If you desire health, it is absolutely your birthright as a child of this universe. There is absolutely no reason why you cannot have love, success, money, whatever it is. But if you are holding on too tight, you will hold yourself back from what is your highest good. And if you are focusing on what you do not want, you will manifest in kind. The thoughts will come, beloved. They will trickle through your mind, either of your own accord, through universal consciousness, or the words of your friends and family. People will imbue you with doubt. When they say misery loves company, they mean it. And some people will claim it's realism, but it's not. It's pessimism. And pessimism attracts pessimism. Negativity attracts negativity. It's not okay. And you don't have to accept it. If you're in a situation where you can't just say no and walk away, use that voice inside of you to say, that is not me. And put the positive in its place. Shake your head like an Etch-a-Sketch and say, erase, erase, erase. Change your words. Say, oh no, let me say that over again. Whether it's out loud or inside. And if you're going to use your all-powerful imagination, the highest form of prayer and the most effective tool for manifestation, you choose what you put that on. You choose. And the symbolism is up to you. But the blessing must be something like this, the equivalent, or something better. You do not want to hold yourself back from what is truly yours, beloved. And if you hold on too tight, you will be blinded. And if you hold on to the negativity, you will be punishing yourself. Don't allow that. And I can hear, there are those of you who say, and I hear people on the regular that literally say to me, easier said than done. It is not easier said than done. It's easy to do. Just stop yourself. Don't wallow in the darkness. Say to yourself inside, out loud, I will not waste my energy on this negativity. If I'm going to take time, energy, and neurons or whatever part of the brain it is that does it, if I'm going to utilize any part of my physical or spiritual body to see anything that is not literally in front of me, I have the power to choose. You can choose a conversation that is easy instead of one that is hard. You can choose a successful business endeavor instead of one that sucks. This the equivalent or something better. Sometimes one thing fails to give us something better, right? When you have been focusing on the manifestation of what is your highest good, you will see clearly through anything that you might have previously interpreted as a misstep. And you'll see it wasn't a misstep. It was a step in the right direction. Spin it to the positive. Understand. All the time, people tell me they got something that they thought was a message. They were going in the wrong direction. And to me, it is quite clearly a beautiful, peaceful, perfect redirection towards where they were going. In fact, this weekend at the Wellness Expo, I spoke to someone I speak to at every Wellness Expo. She is absolutely called to be a healer for animals, massage therapy, and Reiki. She has been digging in her heels towards the next step of her certification and self-promotion. She has an animal that she loves, her dog, family member, who has been ill. She discovered something in his skeletal system. Went to the vet. Turns out the dog's got extra bones and stuff. Okay. And massage specifically would actually cause more harm. She was like, well, what the hell? I guess I'm just not supposed to do this. What did I do wrong? What is this punishment here? What is this wall? How is that a wall? The universe is going, ha, you can't use physical means. You must use Reiki. You must follow the spiritual path. This right in front of you is your beloved animal, child, friend. Heal him. She got her something better. It was like light shone all around her as soon as I said it. Beloved, you can choose. You can see a wall or an open path. You can imagine failure or you can imagine success. You can imagine loneliness or you can imagine love. But whatever it is you put out there, it will be like attracted to like. You will be a beacon toward the energy that you hold. I suggest you make it positive. Make it positive. Make it your wildest dreams and then bless it. This, the equivalent, or something better. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Hi, beauties. My name is Megan, and I couldn't pass up an opportunity to share who Jennifer Hall really is with all of you. Jennifer is a gifted woman who loves to share the tips and tricks of mastering lessons from the universe through real life experiences. When I found Jennifer about 2 years ago, I did not know what to expect. My past conditioning had me fearing psychics and avoiding them, and that was something I overcame within my first conversation with Jennifer. She has no desire to control you or make decisions for you, but she will tell you what's best for your highest good, and it's up to you to do the work or not. It's very common for people to seek out a psychic to read the future, and sure, it's human nature to want to know what we don't know to find the certainty in life. But what you actually get through Jennifer is so much deeper than knowing with certainty. It's really about how to grow through the uncertainty and embrace the power each of us hold deep within our own sovereignty and untapped gifts. Jennifer has helped me grow through many lessons in life, relationship lessons with my husband of 15 years, my gifted and stubborn children, career lessons that involved overcoming complacency and dealing with difficult bosses, and of course, lessons for my spiritual growth and tapping into and embodying my own authenticity. Her podcast, Lessons from the Universe, is food for the soul. It is channeled wisdom, and it is personal wisdom that she picked up as she learned and grew into who she is today. Jennifer is well known and sought out. I have people from all over the world reaching out to me to provide a referral to her so that she can speak with them and they're able to meet her. This podcast makes it possible for people all over the world to receive her messages and receive the love that she pours into the collective. If you aren't a patron today, please consider becoming one and donating as much as $1 per month. If all of her beloved fans donated just $1, it would make an amazing impact on her offerings to the world. I meet with Jennifer monthly, and I'm also a patron because I believe so much in the lessons from the universe, and I have witnessed the beauty in learning and growing, the beauty in overcoming and smashing the many bubbles of conditioning that I succumbed to in my past. I have a new, more powerful story, and a big part of this story is embracing lessons from the universe. Your story will continue to change, and your donations will help many others change their stories across the globe, allowing the story of the collective to change for the best as well. If you love and live through the lessons from the universe as much as I do, like, share, and become a patron, and watch Lessons from the Universe take the rest of the world by surprise in the best ways possible. Sending light and love to all of you. Namaste.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, come out and find me on social media. And if you're inspired by the podcast, please consider clicking that little green patron button at the top of the screen. Here, you can help keep us growing and flowing, and you can gain access to what I call Jen in real life. That is patron-only content. If you're wanting to learn more, I recently introduced educational sessions specifically to address people's questions that come up around the podcast. These are the only sessions available to new clients, and you can find details in the About section of my Facebook page. I want to send each of you light and love, clarity and wisdom, and know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast who's got your back. Until next time, beloved, namaste.